Hello again. Happy Friday to you. Welcome to another Bernie Miklas show here on my YouTube channel. I wanted to answer one question I got. You see that, well, this side. You see that helmet I have up on the top shelf there? People wonder what that is because I haven't explained what that is. All right. It's very cherished possession of mine. I grew up, still am very much a Navy football fan. I grew up near Annapolis, had a lot of connections, whatever. Just love Navy football. That helmet right there is obviously a miniature Navy helmet signed by the two midshipmen who won the Heisman Trophy, Joe Bellino and Roger Staubach. I know you've heard of Roger Staubach. So I love that baby. I do. I love that helmet. You can see on this side. Sorry, I got my Navy hat there. I also am a big fan of Army football, and I'm going to put on an Army hat soon. I root for Army to win every day except one day a year when they play Navy. Much respect to the service academies and their football teams. Anyway, this is also because I haven't been explaining hats, so for those of you who didn't catch this the first time, this hat is the St. Mary's Industrial School in Baltimore, and it is notable because when a young and wild Babe Ruth, the son of a saloon keeper in the city of Baltimore, in that saloon, by the way, right where Camden Yards, the stadium baseball park, stands today. Babe didn't have a mother, and Babe was out on the streets, and he was getting in trouble all the time. And, you know, his father finally said, "I got to do something with this boy." He took him up the street to the St. Mary's Industrial School for Boys, and turned him over to the brothers, the priests there. And that's where Babe discovered baseball, and that's where he learned how to play baseball, and the rest is history. I was born at a hospital right down the street from there, and I later played at the high school sports, as a visiting high school, played several sports at what is now Cardinal Gibbons High School in Baltimore. So anyway, that's it. See, I've already taken 2.5 minutes explaining those things, but you ask about them, and I might as well be polite, right? All right, I'm excited because I think we've got the best regular season game in the NFL to date this season when the Kansas City Chiefs go to Buffalo. And it's such a fantastic rivalry. And that obviously includes the quarterbacks. This is a quarterbacks league. And this season so far, Patrick Mahomes has pretty much taken on all comers. The Chiefs quarterback beat Lamar Jackson in Baltimore in week one. He beat Joe Burrow in Cincinnati a week later. Last month, he won a Super Bowl rematch with San Francisco quarterback Brock Purdy. Now Patrick Mahomes takes on his number one rival, Josh Allen, the Bills quarterback. These guys are great, and they're so much fun to watch, and they bring out the very best in each other. So I'm looking forward to this because Mahomes and Allen will meet for the eighth time in their respective careers. This will be the eighth time they go at it, and it'll be Sunday. It's the late afternoon game. It's on CBS. I know it'll be on KMOV TV, Channel 4 here in St. Louis. The Chiefs are 9-0. The Bills are 8-2. And the reason why I say this is, other than the fact that it's just an established, terrific rivalry, the other reason I say this is the biggest matchup so far in the regular season, this is only the fifth time since the NFL-AFL merger in 1970, only the fifth time that a pair of teams with eight or more wins will meet prior to week 11. So this is a special matchup. In the past, four meetings between these two quarterbacks have been decided by an average of 4 points. So we're in for a good one. Now, I'm not getting into this thing, well, who's the best quarterback of them all? I mean, Lamar Jackson's in the lead for the MVP race, but I'm just going to put him aside, no disrespect intended. He already had his chance to beat Mahomes this season, at least in the regular season, and we know how that turned out. So now we renew the rivalry. We'll be treated to the renewal of the rival between Mahomes and Allen. Allen has defeated Mahomes in three straight regular season games, But the Chiefs have prevailed in their three postseason battles over the Bills in the past four seasons. So while those outcomes are proof that, hey, the regular season's great, but it's all about winning the playoffs, nobody would disagree with that. So Mahomes has won the games when it really, really matters most in the postseason, when he goes against Josh Allen and the Bills. Listen, the Chiefs obviously want to remain unbeaten. They've had a lot of tight games and a lot of close calls, but they're only the fifth reigning Super Bowl champion to win its first nine games in the follow-up season to the Super Bowl. After winning the Lombardi Trophy the year before, giving you a little bit of history here, the Packers and the 2011 Packers and the 1998 Broncos each started out 13-0. And the 2015 Patriots and the 1990 49ers began the following season 10-0. So if the Chiefs can go into raucous Buffalo and win this one, then they'll play Carolina and Vegas in the next two games. So they have a chance to be 12-0 going into December. At 8-2, the Bills are off to their best start since 1993, but they're going to have to win this game Sunday to have a realistic hope of locking in a playoff bye and a number one seed in the AFC for the first time since Josh Allen became their quarterback. So there is some stuff on the line coming Sunday. On an individual level, Allen and Mahomes rank second and third, respectively, in the most valuable player odds, the betting odds on that, behind Lamar Jackson. Allen versus Mahomes is really special. It isn't all that common for the league's best quarterbacks to face off in so many important games, but these guys do it, and they've done it, and they continue to do it, and they have plenty of years left. That's what's really exciting about it, on top of everything else. We really haven't seen a regular quarterback rivalry of this magnitude since Tom Brady versus Peyton Manning. And when Mahomes' team and Allen's team go head-to-head, they usually give us a really entertaining show. It's just a lot of fun to watch them go at it once again, the quarterbacks and the teams. In four regular season games, Mahomes and Allen have produced 18 total touchdowns and a combined 526 yards passing per game. But it's been even better in the postseason. In the three postseason games, they've combined for 17 total touchdowns and just one interception and 573 yards combined per game, yards passing, I should say. So the last few of these showdowns have only raised expectations, and I know that I'm really geeked up for this, and I know the TV ratings for this in St. Louis, they're incredibly strong for Chiefs games anyway. They'll be even stronger on Sunday. If you think about some of the games and what we've seen in recent seasons, these two teams produced one of the great postseason games in the history of the league, the 13 seconds drama won by Patrick Mahomes against all odds, where it looked like he was beaten, right? And it didn't happen. That was during the 2021 playoffs, one of the greatest games I've ever watched. The Bills won the next meeting with a last-minute touchdown. Last season, the Bills left Kansas City with a 20-17 triumph. If you remember the Kadarius Toney offsides penalty that wiped out that incredible touchdown on a Travis Kelce lateral for a touchdown. So the Bills got him in Kansas City during the regular season last year, but the last word went to Mahomes and the Chiefs. The 2023 playoffs, the Chiefs escaped with a three-point win in the divisional round when Buffalo's kicker missed a 44-yard field goal. The Chiefs enter this game as a 2.5-point underdog, and Mahomes is often at his best when he is the dog going into the game. Here are some numbers for you if you're interested in putting down a dollar or two. Legally, of course, including the postseason, Mahomes is 11-3 straight up and 12-1-1 against the spread when he goes into the contest as an underdog. Those are pretty impressive numbers. I mean, they're really kind of extraordinary, actually. Listen, the Chiefs are mentally tough and they handle pressure better than any team in professional sports, in my humble opinion. but they have been dodging danger. They have been dodging defeat all season long. They've won 9 games and 7 have been by one score. And that goes back to late last season when the Chiefs caught fire and they pulled out a lot of close wins. They know how to win these tight games where it all comes down to the final minutes or whatever the situation may be. They have proven it time and time again. This year, it's been hard for the Chiefs. That 9-0 is kind of remarkable considering how vulnerable they have been in some areas. They have trailed in every game except one. Mahomes has been chased around the field way too often because of vulnerable play at the left tackle position. And so they go into Buffalo, and here is something interesting for those of you who are inclined to believe Buffalo will win. And again, maybe you got $5 down on the game or whatever. The Bills have failed to win straight up. They have failed to win outright in only 2 of their last 24 home dates. That's impressive. We're not talking about against the spread stuff. We're talking about straight up wins. They're 22-2 in their last 24 home games in Buffalo. I covered many a game in that stadium during my sports writing career at the Post-Dispatch, STL Today, also the Dallas Morning News. And there's nothing like driving into Buffalo. I'd be on the third bus that had the media and all this other stuff. And as soon as you turn in to the parking lot at the stadium, boom, 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 boom. I'm like, what is that? It's like, now relax. It's all right. It's Bills fans. They're throwing fruit. They're throwing bottles. They're throwing everything at the bus. Welcome to Buffalo, right? I love that town, though. I love that town. And not just because of the chicken wings. Anyway, the Bills have been incredible at home. They really have. And their points differential this year so far is the second best in the league. Mahomes has few peers, obviously, but Josh Allen is one of them. Buffalo got a break this week when the Chiefs placed their kicker, Harrison Butker, on injured reserve. He's a valuable, valuable presence. He had connected on 90% of his field goal tries. So if this is a real tight one, certainly that could be a huge factor in the outcome if it evolves into a close game. So even though a couple things about the Chiefs, even though the Steve Spagnuolo defense is tied for 5th in the league for fewest points allowed per game, the Chiefs haven't been as forceful in terms of getting the quarterback on the ground. They rank 26th in just the raw number of sacks, and they're 25th in sack rate. That is very unlike them. They still get a good amount of hurries and pressures, but getting the quarterback on the ground has been a challenge for the Chiefs. That's where maybe Josh Allen figures into this. More on that in a moment. But the Chiefs have the number 3 defense in terms of the metrics against the run. They're number 2 in the league in time of possession. This season, I think it's fair to say the Chiefs are more grinders than glamorous, because I find this stat almost unbelievable, because we're so used to Mahomes just doing as he pleases, right? He's got 12 touchdowns. The Chiefs have 12 touchdown passes and 9 interceptions so far. And it's really strange for me to look at the league stats and see that Kansas City's ranked 16th in passer rating. And yeah, it's really happening. And the other thing too, let's go back to touchdowns and interceptions. The Chiefs have the 18th best touchdown pass percentage in the league. In other words, the percentage of throws that go for a touchdown, 18th in the league, and only 7 NFL offenses have a worse interception rate, the number of passing attempts that go for an INT. These are very unlike Chiefs numbers, right? So I bring this up for another reason. Again, I love to just look at games. It's like if I were wagering what I would do. I have a lot of fun with that, even though I do not wager, at least not until it becomes in play, officially legal in the state of Missouri, which is soon. Now, I don't know. Maybe, who knows? Maybe my little brother in Maryland, where it is legal, I don't know. Maybe he could put some money down for me. Who would know, right? Oh, have I done that? Oh, my lips are sealed. Just kidding. Talking about the Chiefs and the fact that their offense isn't quite as prolific. The over-under for this game is 46 points. In other words, both teams will combine by 46 points. You bet they'll come in under that, or you bet they'll go over 46. 78% of the public money wagered so far has been put down on the over. With that in mind, let me give you some information. Kansas City's road games have averaged 39.25 total points. That's both teams have combined for an average of 39.25 total points scored by both teams. That's the fourth lowest in the NFL. So the signs point to the under, unless Allen and Mahomes just get into one of these brawls that they're known for. Another factor, maybe thinking about the under. And listen, this is the information I have as I record this. The Bills are banged up pretty bad. I know the Chiefs have injuries too, don't get me wrong. But the Bills have to be at their best to win this game, even against a Chiefs team that has struggled in some areas. But they know how to win. Bills starting receiver wide receiver Keon Coleman will not play. Starting wide receiver Amari Cooper, starting tight end Dalton Kincaid, and starting right offensive tackle Spencer Brown are listed as questionable as of Friday at 11 a.m. So who knows what their status will be come Sunday afternoon. I look for Josh Allen to be really aggressive in running the football, and I think this is another really good nugget of info for you. Here is a prop bet for you to consider. The over-under for Allen's rushing yards total in this game is 33.5 yards. Hold on now. That seems awfully light to me because I did some research because I said, that seems light to me, Bernie. Why don't you check that out? Oh, I did. Josh Allen in his games against the Chiefs in his career has averaged 56 yards rushing per game. And he has motored for at least 42 yards rushing in every game against the Steve Spagnuolo defense. That's why I say the 33.5 yards seems a little light for the over-under rushing yards for the Buffalo quarterback in this one. At the time I record this, 81% of the public money has been wagered on the Chiefs to cover the point spread. And 60% of the public wagers are on the Chiefs winning straight up. The interesting thing about the 81% of the money coming in on the Chiefs to cover the point spread, so far this season, the Chiefs are 4-4 against the spread. Another thing to keep in mind. But this is all about, all right, who do we pick? We've touted the game. All right, who do we pick? What do I think? I'm probably going to be wrong because you never should doubt the Chiefs, right? I really do think Josh Allen finds a way this time. If you ask me to pick a score, I'll go Buffalo 24, Kansas City 20. We'll see how it turns out. I just want to see a great game. I'm not going to have anything down on this game. I just want to see a memorable game. So many excellent things happen. It's so much good football played, tense, dramatic football played. When these two teams and their quarterbacks go at it and get together to renew this rivalry. I'll be back later today. I've got a Cardinals thing in mind to do, which I will do. I appreciate you watching this if you did. And good luck to Chiefs fans out there because I know we have a lot of them that watch this. And let your friends know that, hey, go see that big lout in St. Louis. He's got some good stuff about this game at Buffalo coming up. Good stuff. Good preview. I think it is. All right, I'll shut up now. Thank you very much.